Thanks, Brad. Good morning. In a message received yesterday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of possible drug activity that was occurring in the 5100 block of Vance Avenue Saturday in Eureka. They met with suspect 33-year-old David Bolig, as well as several other people, including Bolig's 11-year-old son. The problem was Bolig was on probation for child endangerment. When deputies entered Bolig's home, they found two plastic soda bottles containing a white powdery substance near the television set, with green fuses sticking out of the top of them. The deputies exited the home, notifying the Humboldt County Sheriff's Bomb Squad, who responded to the scene, along with Humboldt Bay Fire Department. The bottles were removed by the sheriff's squad, which rendered them safe. Bolig was arrested for possession of an explosive device, violation of probation, and child endangerment. His bail is set at $50,000. Forest officials from the Shasta Trinity Forest report that the flat fire burning near Del Loma and Highway 299 in Trinity County is now 100% contained. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods pointed out that it's early for fire season.
Yeah, it is for us here in Northern California as well. It's usually when we get into August, September, you know, that we really start to see more fires, but it is dry. The one on 299, the flat fire, is threatening roughly 50 homes. We have a local strike team from Humboldt County that is there right now assisting with the firefighting operations.
One-way controlled traffic is still in effect through the fire area, and the fire has burned about 1,700 acres. Woods also commented on how weather conditions can hamper firefighting efforts as well.
And when you have fire burning in very steep areas, you get rolling debris, not only burning debris, but rocks, and that fire spotting ahead of itself, and it makes for real difficult conditions. It may change different times of the day, and the fire then is blowing a totally different direction than where you may have been in the morning hours.
But recent rain and thunderstorms help firefighters and also help clear the stormy air. It's more fire news as Humboldt Bay fire crews were called out to the 5200 block of Walnut Drive Monday night. After receiving reports that a shed at the location was on fire, firefighters arrived on scene. They found the fire spreading to a fence attached to the shed, and although the fire was contained and controlled within 10 minutes, the response forced the closure of Walnut Avenue for about 30 minutes. The cause of the fire appears to be accidental, and there were no injuries during the incident. In late June, the Eureka Police Department issued a missing persons report on 61-year-old John Knott, who was known to lead a transient lifestyle at times. Just a few weeks ago, Knott had told friends he was headed to a local river, but was not seen again. On July 5th, human remains were found at the foot of Tidd Street in Eureka, and though forensic testing and dental records, those remains have now been identified as Knott's. An investigation into the cause of Knott's death has begun, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. More KINS News. It's after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
The Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce will celebrate a ribbon-cutting ceremony this Friday, 11:30 a.m. at Redwood Art Association. That's at 603 F Street in Eureka. 56 years after its creation, Humboldt County's oldest and largest art organization, the Redwood Art Association, now has been able to fulfill a long-held dream of having a permanent home. The Chamber says, across the street from Morris Graves Museum and situated along Eureka's designated art corridor, the elegant nature of the building is ideal for an art gallery. With over 250 artist members and supporters, the RAA organizes and promotes large art exhibitions year-round for its members. The Sequoia Park Zoo Foundation and Eureka Payments will co-host the July Eureka Chamber of Commerce Mixer tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Sequoia Park Zoo. Attendees will enjoy the food catered by Zoo Cafe, a selection of wine and non-alcoholic beverages provided by Eureka Payments, as well as raffle prizes and a chance to explore the zoo after hours. And upcoming is the 6th annual Zootini. That's a benefit to support the zoo. On Saturday, August 11th, from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., the evening includes live music, fine dining, and an auction. For more information, go to sequoiaparkzoo.net. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.